Yeah, good day. It's Sandy Murray here. And today I want to talk to you about the core skills to develop your successful mindset. So again, today I just want to talk to you about mindset because from my perspective, mindset is the first place to start with before you even start your online business. I also want to remind you that you're just one mindset away from success. If you remember, my message to the world was, if you want to change your life, you need to change your mindset. So this was key. So what I'm recommending is you focus on your mindset for just 2 weeks before you start your online business. So let's talk about the power of your mindset. To get massive results, you first need to be the right person. And being the right person is really just having the right mindset. And, you know, of course, there's ways to get the right mindset. And, but even before we talk about that, there's a lot of reasons why, you know, things are holding you back. And the number one thing is fear. And the number two thing is uncertainty. And I just want you to remember that fear is just a state of mind, not a fact. So the kind of thing I'm talking about here is that, you know, your fear, for example, you say, well, I can't shoot videos, I'm not a writer, I can't talk. You know, I mean, the reality is maybe you don't like shooting videos, and in that case, and you don't like writing, but we certainly know you know how to talk. So what I'm saying here is that if you don't like shooting videos and you don't like writing as a blogger, then maybe the best thing for you to do is to become a podcaster. Just record your messages, just like I'm doing today, you know. Now, on the being uncertainty or the uncertainty, I'm going to tell you that to be successful in an online business, you have to be 100% certain. And that's why we're spending so much time talking about mindset. So again, mindset is everything. And maybe you've heard these letters or seen these letters before, maybe in your entrepreneurial training, but the way they go is TFAR. The T stands for thoughts, the F stands for feelings, and the A stands for action, and the R stands for results. So what we're saying is thoughts lead to feelings, feelings lead to action, and action lead to results. In my case, what I like to look at is the most important word in this list here is action. What I mean by that is massive action. You've heard me say this before, is that I think it was number 5 in my list of things that you needed to do or think about before you started an online business. And one of them was you have to be prepared to take action. Well, I'm going to up the ante here and say you've got to be prepared to take massive action. Now, I've also heard in some of the training that I've taken that there's people sometimes put the P in front of the T. And the P is really for programming. And with regard to programming, this is put in there because there actually is a way to program yourself so that you're actually programming your thoughts, which will lead to your feelings, which will lead to your actions and give you your results. And I also want to just let you know that I found this to be true because in my case, just one mindset change got me back on top. So, you know, I know that with the correct mindset, things really do work out really well. Now, what I'd like to say to you now is my call to action is, you know, I talked to you about my free training, and within my free training is a complete section on mindset and the importance of mindset. And what I'm recommending is that you actually check out that section of the course, go through it. What I indicated is you should focus on your mindset for 2 weeks. What I mean by is really take the time to go through that mindset, the mindset section, at least 2 or 3 times. Now, if you want to get to the free training, I've mentioned this before, you just need to go to my website, which is www.sandystraining.simplesite.com. And I'll also leave that in a note as well. Anyway, that's the message for today. Have a great day, and we'll be back again. Bye for now.